2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. The second hour underway, the final one as it is every week. And 1 hour from now, we'll turn over the reins to the Greenhouse Show. Ton and Maria will get you through the next 3 hours. But thanks so much for joining us as we remind you that we record this program on Thursdays. And fingers crossed that as we speak, there is snow falling outside. I could think of nothing better than to have to get out the snowblower at my house. And you won't hear many people say that. But for somebody that loves to play in the snow, this is such a welcome gift from Mother Nature this weekend. Tim Hughes in the studios of Broadcast House in downtown Salt Lake City. We had a little round of Where is Russ last half hour, and we've been checking in on the Jeopardy theme for the last hour. We found a 10-hour loop of this silly thing that'll go on throughout the rest of the program, rest of the day, actually. And where is Russ? He's actually at the Sky Call compound in...
I am back.
Sugar House. Probably have a little saddle sore going on, too, after driving all the way to Florida and back.
A little what?
Saddle sore.
Oh, you know, we took extra cush to sit on, but you're right. The newer cars, and we're in Mama's new car, and so it was more economical than what we've driven in the past. The new cars have hard seats. That's my opinion. I guess maybe we're buying too cheap a car.
Well, you would know.
Yeah. But we had a great trip. We really did. And enjoyed Florida so much.
Yeah.
The Panhandle area.
Thinking about moving.
Well, not for year-round, but for the winters down there. It's just delightful down there.
There you go. Speaking of delightful places to live in the winter, how about southern Utah? That's where Bob Grove is.
Yeah.
Road tripping with Bob and Mark. Thanks for spending another weekend with us here, Bob.
Yeah, it's always kind of an out-of-body experience being on with
I don't know quite how to take that, actually. What does that mean?
It's fun. I enjoy it.
Okay, good.
We're having a good time.
That's a good answer, Bob. Good answer. Hey, our guest to start this hour is a buddy of all of ours, but I think you talked to him maybe in the last little bit lately than I did, Bob, because you two have been hatching some kind of idea of another adventure down in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, this is Roger's idea. He and I connected last week, and he's got an adventure in mind and asked me if I could help him put it together.
Yeah. Roger being Roger Eggett from Bear River Lodge. We could actually start Where in the World is Roger? Because he's not at Bear River Lodge this week, and I asked a minute ago if we were interrupting some surgical procedure since many of his Facebook posts have been in a hospital bed. By the way, that hospital gown looks really good on you.
You know, I do sport a nice hospital gown, but I'm done with that. Let's get on with life. I'm done with the hospital.
Yeah. I was going to say the hospital gown looks good unless you're headed north and I'm looking at the south end. Then it's not such a good thing.
You guys are all good. It's nice to hear all your voices.
It's good to talk to you. Before we talk about this rally that's coming up for the people that will get out and play in the snow that's coming to Utah this weekend, tell me about this plan that you have hatched with Bob Grove. That can be a little dangerous. You do know that.
I do know that, but listen, I told Bob right at the beginning, we got to make sure Tim and his crew's on board. So everybody, we're all going on this together. We're going to go to St. George, get some side-by-sides and ride to the Grand Canyon and stay overnight and come back. What do you think?
How long of a ride is that? Bob, you can chime in, but how long of a ride is that?
Well, it depends on whether we get lost or not, but if not...
Let's say no.
And what part of the North Rim? I'm trying to figure out routing. I'm thinking of right now the historic honeymoon trail could lead us down to where we can get to Toro Week, but to get to the Kaibab Plateau where the Grand Canyon Lodge is, that would take a while.
Yeah.
Driving there by automobile is about 130 miles from here.
We need to ask our map guy. Russ, what do you think?
Well, I in one day is pretty short, but I'll do some research, okay?
You think this is a day ride? What's up with that?
No, 130 miles, I can do that in a half a day. Come on, guys.
All right.
Oh, I think it's going to be more than that on the trail. So
long as I can get a Can-Am Maverick, I'm good.
Yeah, we'll get you a turbo, Tim.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
And are we talking on pavement or on trail somewhere?
Pavement.
Roger, you're not talking about paved roads, right? I think we lost Roger.
No, we're talking about trails.
Oh,
dirt roads and trails.
Trails, Tim, all the way trails.
All right, okay. I thought I'd lost you there for a minute. The reason we wanted to connect with you today, and we'll keep working on that idea, by the way, if you'll bring the side-by-sides, I'll bring Russ, and that's enough entertainment for a week. Tell me about this event that's coming up with the Utah Snowmobile Association, because it's landing right at Bear River Lodge.
Yeah, next Saturday, January 30th, is the annual Utah Snowmobile Association ride, and it's called Rally in the Valley at Bear River Lodge, January 30th. We're going to have a great day, so everyone's invited. If you have snowmobiles, if you have your own machines, if you need a machine, come up and spend the day with us. We're doing a poker run. We've got lots of great sponsors. We're giving out lots of fun prizes. We're going to have food trucks in the Bear River Lodge parking lot. So just a great day to get out and associate with fellow snowmobilers.
And this is open to anybody, right?
Yeah, anybody. Just come up and learn more about the sport and support the sport. I think there's a small fee if you want to participate in the events like the poker run and the giveaways. It's a small fee, like $5, but 100% of the money goes towards promoting snowmobiling in the state and the trail system. And no one makes any money on the deal. It's just a great way to come out and support the sport.
Well, let me make sure we get it right. I'm on their website, which is snowut.com, and the ride is there's an entry fee of $15, and that includes one poker card. But for an extra $5, I think that's what you were thinking, you can get an extra poker card and give you a better chance at getting some other prizes. But still, $15 or $20 to go out and have that kind of a day in the great outdoors would be just a ton of fun.
Yeah, we've set up stations throughout the forest where people can go. And the idea was to put these poker stations where people can go pick up a card, but that way they get to explore the forest. Go down to Mirror Lake and see the warming hut at Mirror Lake. Go up to Whitney Ranger Station and see the warming hut at Whitney Ranger Station. Go up over Elizabeth Mountain. So it's just a great way to go explore the forest, and there will be a lot of people out there just enjoying the day.
What has the snow been like for you up there?
You know, we started snowmobiling before Thanksgiving, and we've snowmobiled every day since. It hasn't been spectacular, but I'm with you. I'm hoping this weekend brings us our snow, but we probably've had about 18 inches right at Bear River Lodge, and, you know, enough to stay on the trails and get out, but not enough to bury all the stumps and trees. If you follow my Facebook, you've seen the damage this year.
Yeah. Yeah, oh my gosh. We were talking before we connected with you on the phone about all of the crashes and wrecks that you've had to clean up, including getting some, I think, out of the ditch in Reservoir Lake up there, and one that required about $8,000 worth of repairs. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's not been a good year. We had one sink in Mirror Lake. They broke through the first layer of ice, went down to the second layer. Got a couple guys soaking wet getting that one out. It was 6 feet in water.
Ugh.
And then we had a side-by-side. You know, we rent the Defenders with tracks, which are nicer than some cars. But one guy got too close. He was from California. No offense to Californians, but he got too close to there. Rolled the thing down the mountain.
I'm blaming the Californians.
He had to three machines and three winches to get it out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
And I, you know, I follow you, obviously, on your social media, and you were begging for anybody to come help you because, you know, you had some other medical things going on, and you didn't need to be out there messing with all of that. I just want to let everybody know that the Utah Snowmobile Association really fights hard to keep all of our public lands available to riding, and they also offer free avalanche safety clinics across the state. So that's one of the reasons why they're putting on this fifth annual rally in the valley for just $15, and that money will go to help both of those causes and should be a ton of fun. So again, it's January 29th and 30th, next weekend at Bear River Lodge. We always assume, Roger, that they know how to find you, but in case they don't, tell them how easy it is.
Just take I-80 East Evanston and then turn south on Exit 5 and come out 30 miles. And obviously, we're full that weekend, but lots of the hotels in Evanston have offered discounts. So if anyone wants to make a weekend out of it, I know that the Dunmar and the – I know there are a couple that have offered discounts. People can go stay in Evanston and come out for the weekend.
Yeah, and if you're planning that weekend, let me just give you some check-in times. It will start on the 29th at 6 p.m., January 30th, you can check in all day. The ride time on the 30th will be 9 a.m. to 2:30, and then they have their raffle time set for 3:30. It's just one of, as you know, Roger, one of my favorite places here in Utah and anywhere, Bear River Lodge. My family has some great memories up there. In all seriousness, I'm glad that your medical stuff was nothing too serious and that you're feeling better, and I look forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Great, guys. Thank you, and thank you so much. We're doing great, and we're looking forward to a great winter, and we'll see you at the Grand Canyon in May.
I hope so. BearRiverLodge.com, is that right, for your website?
Yep, BearRiverLodge.com.
Or SnowUT.com if you want more information on the ride. We'll take a break. When we come back, I think Mark Waite. Boy, we could have this theme music for everybody, for Roger, for Russ, for Mark. Where in the world is Mark Waite? I think he's back from Mexico, but we'll find out when we come back here on KSL.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Radio, rather than the Jeopardy theme, I thought maybe this would be a little more appropriate for our conversation coming up next. And that is because we found Mark Waite. Seems like everybody's been out of town but me and you, Bob.
Yeah, I know. What's with that?
I don't know. Russ was gone. Navi was in Park City. Roger was out of town in California. And now we find Mark, who just got back from Mexico. And I've been watching some of your postings on your social media. It looked like you were having a ton of fun, and the weather was fantastic.
Oh, we never have any fun wherever we go, do we, Bob?
No, never.
What kinds of outdoor stuff did you take in while you were down there? And what part of Mexico?
We were down in Cabo San Lucas, right on the end of the Baja Peninsula there. And so we had an opportunity to snorkel a bit. The water is a little cooler. It's more like California water right now in the summer. And so it was a little cooler. But with a wetsuit, we actually went out and swam with whale sharks. And that was a highlight for me.
I know people that are scared to death of getting out in the ocean. My wife is one of them. And I actually coaxed her on a trip we made to Hawaii. We went out to just watch the turtles. And you take a charter boat out there, and they put you in position on top of the turtles. After a while, you just lose track of time and your proximity to the boat that you stepped off of. And my wife ended up, I don't know, probably a couple hundred yards away from the boat, looked up, panicked, sucked in some salt water, and I had to go to the rescue, which I'm not really good at. But it's nothing really to be afraid of, I don't think.
It is not. And, you know, these whale sharks eat plankton, and so they're like a whale, but they are fish. And they get it fairly large, anywhere from 10, 15 feet for these young ones that we were seeing, and up to 40 to 60 feet long.
And their mouths are enormous.
Yes, and yet they're so docile, and you can swim right up next to them. They ask you to stay 6 feet away from them and not bother them, which we did. And we went out with a small group and just had a fantastic time just seeing these large animals in the water, in this beautiful water. And, you know, you've got all the tropical fish down in that area, more so than you would have from California, for example. And it's more like snorkeling in Hawaii or scuba in Hawaii.
Yeah. One of the things I've got on my bucket list is to go to Vava'u and actually swim with the humpback whales that come in around August usually and stay through the better part of September. They give birth there because the water is so deep and so warm, and they let their calves grow up to a certain size before they head out on their journey. And it's one of the few places in the world you can actually get in the water with them. But I saw a what the heck? National Geographic, I think, did a special that's probably on YouTube documenting this, and people come out of the water just weeping because it is such a spiritual experience for them.
Well, the whale watching is incredible in Cabo, and when we were there, they were just passing. We were up in a hotel that had a high point looking over the ocean, several hundred feet above the water. The whales were breaching, jumping completely out of the water. It was fantastic. And you mentioned Vava'u. I've known about that. You're talking about Tonga, is that right?
Yeah, just outside of Tonga. It's a separate island.
Yeah. Yeah. My father has been going in and out of Vava'u over the years and raves about that place. And so you and I and Bob, we're headed there. We've got to go together.
I would do it in a heartbeat if, I was already at retirement. but I still have a few years to go before that. What else did you take in?
Well, one of the things that this is a highlight for me, too. I'm a big Eagles fan. I don't know about you, the band, the Eagles.
Yeah.
There is a place. You just go up from Cabo, just go up the coast about 45 minutes, and there is a little town up there called Todos Santos. And the Eagles used to go there to the Hotel California in Todos Santos, this little one-horse town. Huh. And they would write their music. So we drove up to the Hotel California in Todos Santos, still there. And as we got out of the car, we could hear a mission bell ringing. And if you know the song, the Hotel California, it was just a spiritual experience for me, for an Eagles fan.
Do they play Eagles music at the resort there too?
Well, you know, I never got that far.
Okay.
We were just there for a little while.
I was just thinking of, standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. They actually have a statue there with that music playing 24 hours a day because so many people come to take their picture on that corner.
That's one of our stops on our Route 66 tour.
Oh, that's right. You've talked about it. Russ has also talked about it. He made that ride with his brother before he passed away, which is something he really cherished.
Well, the other thing I'll just throw in here about Cabo San Lucas is that the restaurants down there are fantastic. Everyone was wearing their masks everywhere they went, doing the right things. They've got a beautiful bay in Cabo San Lucas with incredible rock formations and arches out in the ocean. You can take boats or glass bottom boats out into that big bay and see these formations and see the water or see the fish in the ocean. It, in the winter, is very good because the whales are swimming by.
We've only got a minute or so left here. My daughter is actually leaving for an all-inclusive down in Mexico tomorrow, I think. But there are some rules changing soon that will require a negative COVID test within 3 days of your return to the U.S. So you need to keep that in mind. And my daughter got all kinds of misinformation, so I put her in touch with a travel agent that I trust with all of my international stuff. And it turns out that many of these resorts are now offering those tests on site and no charge. Because it looked like for a while there you might have to make your own way to a Mexican hospital and pay up to $250 a piece to get it done. But you can't do it any more than 3 days out from your return to the U.S. There are some great flights, by the way, that get you down there.
There are, and we were looking at some here just online, around $350 nonstop. So anybody wants to get down there, they should think about going to Cabo San Lucas.
Do these kinds of things show up on your blog site, Bob?
No.
Okay. I'll have to go to Mark's social media then to enjoy the pictures.
I think you will.
All right. All right. It is Road Trippin' with Bob and Mark.com if you're looking for it. Guys, stand by when we come back. After a news update on the half hour, we'll have a little snow day. We're headed to Solitude. checking in with Sarah Huey, who is doing a little snow dance as we speak right now, and this music will go perfectly for that. Stand by.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.